Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about a new one. Now, you know, over the years, all these buyers have been scammed with the wires going to the title company. Obviously, the scammers up above are going ahead and intercepting emails and having them wire money from the borrower to some fake place, and billions of dollars have happened. And I got a new one for you. And by the grace of God, we got through this one for sure. So this is the situation. We had a contract. I'm working with, now when I deal locally, I deal in Tampa Bay area. So I know everybody there. I know all the title companies. So I know who's who and who's what. But this contract, I got it from Valrico, and the listing agent does listings all over the country. And for Florida, I guess his title company's in Miami. So the scammers were actually interfering with the lender and them, bypassing the title company, the real one. They did all the fakeness. So they're going back and forth, doing everything from what I understand. And so basically, they went back and forth, and our borrowers, they wired the money to the real title company. So that was great. But when it came from the lender, they're wiring the money to the fake people, the scammers. Well, they got the wiring instructions and they sent off the wire. But the scammers didn't, they didn't give all the digits. I think they forgot a number. So they're emailing during the course of the day saying, hey, what's that Fed reference number? What's this? What's that? And the lender, I guess, started doing their homework and learned out that it was fake. They were scammers. And so they went to go retrieve the wire. Now, had all the digits been put, had the scammers given the full digits, that $250,000 would have been adios and gone. But they did not. They made an error. So basically, they got the money retrieved, and the lender was able to rewire the money to correct title company. So for us, for protection, like I know everybody here, like I know the phone numbers, I know the title companies, and yes, there's millions of us here, but I know everybody from doing it for 36 years. But as for when you deal out of state, or not out of state, but out of the county for a title company, you better be sure that my processor and I are going to have the radar on to make sure. But I guess there was, like, the contract that came to me had a missing, the phone number was incorrect. So somehow it originated before it got to me right from that beginning. So I'm not sure how it all transpired. All I know is we were blessed for the fact that the wiring instructions lacked a number and that wire did not get through. It was able to be retrieved. And we got to be able to talk to the real title company and the wires. So really be careful. Like, you know, we know business isn't rip-roaring because of the rates being higher. But, you know, there's going to come a time when the Fed's going to pivot and rates are going to go down. And we're going to be overwhelmed with business, like beyond. And we need to have our games on today for the scammers that will be for tomorrow. So, like, this one, I can't even imagine going after a lender trying to get a wire. I mean, that's crazy. So we got to know they're going to come from all four fronts, coming to get money and wire and do dishonest things. So we're going to get busy again. And those will primarily be refinances, reverse mortgages, cash outs. So we know the title companies we're dealing with. We got control. But we get these purchases and the title companies out of the county. Let's do our due diligence and really do our follow-up to make sure that they have not been hacked and scammers in there, because they're watching and they're preying on us. So Didier Mortgage, thanks for tuning in. I thought it'd be educational. I don't think anyone's had a lender from that I know of, just buyers. So that was one that went for the gusto. So tune in every week and I'll keep educating you and bringing you the good word. Take care and thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.